I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on April 3rd, 2020. IBM has awarded its second open source community grant to the Outreachy Initiative. The scheme from IBM sees the company making a quarterly award of $25,000 in cash and the equivalent in cloud credits to organizations dedicated to increasing the involvement of women and underrepresented minorities in the technology space. The new award will help Outreachy fund its three-month internship program and comes at an ideal time for an initiative that focuses on remote working opportunities for its participants. The LLVM project has merged code mitigations against load-value injection attacks. Like the recent updates to GNU's toolchain that dealt with the same issue, the patches for LLVM won't be enabled by default due to a potential degradation in performance. While we'll have to wait for a formal release to discover the full impact, initial testing by Pharonix suggests that these mitigations may incur less overhead than those from the GNU team, with an average performance hit of around 9% across a mix of different workloads. The Python Software Foundation has launched a sponsorship program to help bring in recurring revenue to support its software repository. While the foundation has received several one-off grants and donations in the past, it's now looking to build a base of regular corporate funders to support the heavily used infrastructure behind the Python Package Index. The tiered program runs from $5,000 to $50,000 per year, and the foundation will be happy to receive either cash or the equivalent in services from its sponsors, who will all be publicly credited. And finally today, last October, we reported that the main architect of the Linux-based Atari VCS console had quit the project. Rob Wyatt, who was also a key figure behind the original Xbox, decided to walk away from Atari's attempt at a retro reboot after the company failed to pay him for the work that he'd been doing. With the situation still unresolved, Wyatt has now sued Atari in federal court for breach of contract and defamation, alleging that the company has wrongly claimed that he's failed to fulfill his commitments and caused the project to be delayed. While Wyatt waits to see if the court will order payment of the more than $250,000 that he claims is owed, anyone holding out hopes for getting their hands on a VCS in the near future will likely be disappointed, with Atari's latest update pointing towards the global health crisis as yet another reason for lack of delivery by the ill-fated project. And that's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/138. Stay safe and have a nice weekend. We'll be back next week.